On the show today, we have Co-op Financial Services Chief Product Officer Bruce Drott talking about product innovation, what it is and what it's not. A lot of fun in this conversation, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Bruce Drott. Bruce, how are you today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, glad to have you on. And you guys are busier than ever. I saw Todd Clark's presentation at GAC yesterday, and you guys talk about being everywhere. You guys are everywhere and doing some fantastic work. So well done on that.
Well, thank you. It's been a many years of hard work, and we're really seeing the payoff of all that hard work and investment from our board into the things we're doing. So, yeah, we do have a lot of things going right now. We've been delivering and really being able to help credit unions realize the value we've been aspiring for.
Yeah, indeed. I guess, and really help them out fantastically during 2020 when everyone was kind of scrambling to get their ducks in a row, so to speak. So well done on that as well. But today we're going to talk about product innovation. Well, kind of a minor segue there. So product innovation, what it is and what it's not. So I want to start out with, how do you define innovation? Kind of the elephant in the room, because we're all talking innovation these days, but what exactly is it?
Yeah, I like to talk a little bit about the activity of innovation and then the results of innovation.
Okay.
So the activity of innovation is kind of fun, right? It's this set of ways in which you come up with new and creative ideas.
Yeah.
We have a kind of a purpose out of that says we're always trying to make something useful, right? So in that activity of innovation, there's different approaches and way you can do that. But effectively, you're trying to brainstorm new ways and come up with solutions to make something useful.
Mm-hmm.
Then the innovation itself, kind of that outcome says, hey, I have this new thing. I can do something different with it, right? And that's where that use really kind of hits the road. So sometimes people are really interested in the innovation process.
Yep.
And some people are really interested in, okay, great with the process. Now give me what came from that and let me use it and put it to life.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I love the process, but the results are kind of fun too, but the process of being kind of that scientist in the laboratory and trying to create things and make things better. So that's a lot of fun. So what isn't innovation? Cause maybe others might actually consider it innovation. So what isn't innovation?
Yeah, one of the common things that I see that people call innovation is sometimes like changing the name of something that you were doing before to something new, or saying, hey, I have an innovation group, right? If the group doesn't meet, they don't know the innovative practices, they aren't able to do that scientist in the room kind of thing you're describing, then innovation's not happening, right? Now, with innovation, there is a lot of play it back, see if it works. If it doesn't work, there's a dangerous word in there people don't always like called fail, right? But it's like fail fast, go on to do something else, all that innovation. But if you never get started, if you, dedicated a room to innovation, but nobody's going in it, that's not innovation, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're just, kind of giving people new titles, right? I was the chief product officer, then you changed my title someday to chief innovation officer. Wouldn't mean I was doing innovation, right, before or after. So those are the things that tend to not be it. It's got to really be something you put your hands to, you put yourself with. We at Co-op, we do this co-creation set of councils where it's us and our credit unions together, right, wrestling and going through those things.
Right.
Those are all, it's got to be an activity, right? It can't statement or usually nouns aren't really good relative to innovation, but the nature of any verbs is a really good thing.
Yeah, I like your terminology, wrestle. I think that's the perfect term for at least the process of innovation, because you mentioned before, because there's a lot of failure in innovation, but you learn from that failure and you iterate and you get better and better. But there's a lot of wrestling going on in there. If you can withstand those wrestle, that exertion and get up to the other side of it, the results, like you talked about at the top, are quite fun indeed. So what are some of the best innovations for credit to pursue these days? Obviously, we're talking a lot of digital. There's AI out there and all sorts of great stuff out there. So, but from your perspective, what are some of the best innovations that credit unions can pursue today?
Yeah. So what I try and tell folks is don't chase emails. Don't chase things like that. Really think at it from the perspective of your member or your credit union's staff. Really start there so that the thing that when I talked about that outcome before, if you can think about those two personas and you can think about, hey, I want to, from an innovation perspective, pursue this because I know it will change this member's life. I know it will change this staff member's life. Then you're really kind of dialed in of not doing innovation for innovation's sake, right, but for doing for innovation for a known specific outcome.
Yep.
Right. And there's a lot of things you were just describing that says from a member perspective, that persona wants things to be digital. They want them to be instant. They want them usually to be free. They, you know what I mean? They've got an experience all wrapped around that. So if your intent of your innovation is to that member, you all of a sudden will start focusing on those type of innovations. Same thing for your staff members, right? They want to serve your members. They want to more efficiently do that. So you're focused on innovation that they can see that benefit from. You're in the right direction. So you're talking about like robotic process automation or things like that, you know, better ways to put tools together so that they can better serve their clients, you know, their members. Those are all things that from a focus of innovation perspective really get us to the right place, because oftentimes all of our work comes down to, are we better serving that member? Are we better preparing our credit union staff to prepare to serve that member? If innovation is focused there, it tends to weed out the extraneous stuff that just sounds good or might look good or sparkle somehow, right, to the things that really are useful, right? Because when I define innovation as making something useful, it's got to be useful to the member or it's got to be useful to the staff member or ideally to both.
Well, and it gives innovation kind of a deeper meaning. It's kind of like what we all say is, what's your why? Why are you doing this? So, and in this case, it's for the members, for the staff, and just making people's lives easier, changing their lives. So yeah, that's a really good way to look at it. And so, and taking it a step further here, so how does technology and innovation, how do they mix? Because we kind of tend to think they're synonymous, but they're not really, because one helps out the other, I would assume. So what's your perspective on that?
Yeah, so technology and innovation, they almost always have a relationship, right? There are some innovations that have no technology involvement at all, right? It is great, you can come up with that, and those are unique. There are times when, I'll call it that innovation starts with some type of technological advance. Something changes, right? And with that change, you're like, wow, here are all the possibilities that we previously had as no's that we can now do. And then there's kind of a third category which involves technology as well. That's where we have dreamed it up, right? And we might have even prototyped it and said it's exactly what we want. And then we come to technology and we say, can you do it, right? Can you make that happen, and how expensive will that be? I'll tell you, in almost all cases today, that third scenario, technology is going to say yes. Mm-hmm. The price tag might be a little higher. But for the most part, right, we're at a place in time, and this is why innovation is kind of fun right now, where technology can do pretty much everything we dream, right? We just have to get people focused on that. So I almost never get no, right? Sometimes it'll be a little longer than I want or a little more expensive than I want. And so that's great to know, because it allows the people doing the innovation to kind of open up their thought parameter and say, what would be the best? Not what's best given these limitations, but what would be the best? And then technology can take that and bring that to life. So in particular, right, in that day-to-day interaction, sometimes it's technologists coming to us and saying, hey, we can do all these cool new things right now. Will that benefit the member, right, or the credit union staff member? Or at times that's us coming to them saying, we got a great new thing for you, right? We've never tried it before. Can you make this happen? And for them to then step in and kind of do their own innovation, we'll call it, to be able to bring that to life through technological means.
Well, isn't there a value message in here as well? So when a credit union does adopt the innovation, the proven innovation, that adds value to the organization for the member. So I would think there's a value perspective in here as well. Is that something you guys consider too?
We do. So it is of great value, as well as sometimes what's interesting, one of the things Co-op has been doing, and I think a lot of credit unions are the same, is that we have been building technology platforms. And in that technology platform, right, when you develop a new component to that, that often gets reusable, right? So, you know, we've split them into microservices, and when you put that together, so there's an inherent value in what you produce relative to the end service to whomever, but there's also an ongoing value that you've kind of unlocked by having that function now available to be able to use for future innovations. We find more and more that we tend to create some new, but also reuse a lot. And if you're developing that in a platform kind of way, that reusability speeds things, it lowers the overall cost of things, and that creates inherent value for everyone involved.
Well, and speaking of that, let's look at it from Co-op's perspective. So what has been Co-op's innovation journey, and then where are you guys today?
Yeah. So if you think all the way back, you know, Co-op started, you know, really in a place that said, hey, a set of credit unions have come together. We got a problem. Let's go find somebody who can help us solve that problem. Right. And Co-op brought people together, got the ideas, got the synergy. We went off and found someone to do that. We then transitioned to say, hey, let's not go out and find someone. We as credit unions, let's ourselves do it, right? Let's have something in place whereby we can do it. We're writing kind of our own script for our own technology. It'll be under our own control to be able to do these things. And that required us to quite honestly get a base in place where we could do that, and we could do that at scale. And I think we've achieved that. Where we really are today in the innovation journey is saying, okay, we know we can do it. We've proven it, right? Now, how can we really be leading in certain places, and how can we be thinking about things in enough of a creative way, in an innovative way, that we quite honestly do things better than other people who are attempting to serve our members, so that we are quite honestly seen as the leaders, the innovators relating to providing those services. That's the edge that we are at today.
Yeah. And the beauty of all this, Bruce, is that it just keeps getting better and better and better. So that's the exciting thing, at least for me, and probably from your perspective too, is it's really exciting because it keeps getting better. And so it's just that evolution is really fun to watch. I mean, I've been saying for years, wow, this is the most exciting year ever for technology and innovation and stuff. But each year I keep saying that because it keeps getting better. So it's a lot of fun. And from your perspective, it must be a blast. I would think every day is such an adventure for you.
It is. And I've mentioned a little bit about like our co-creation. So every time we've been doing this, right, it hasn't just been building that platform, but we are creating more and more innovators within credit unions.
Yeah.
Good point. Right. And so that team is getting bigger and bigger. And quite honestly, if you have a team of 10 people, there's only a certain amount of innovation that's going to come out of the 10.
Right.
If you have a team of 100 people, you have all this. So as the technology has progressed, so have right? And our own minds. And by that getting broader and broader, we are getting faster, brighter, smarter, all those things combined together. So that is part of what's doing that. And that's honestly, for me, some of the more exciting components of that is seeing people be able to have their eyes. There's kind of this moment sometime where you're like, right, a little bit of your breath went away to be able to see that, to see that happen, to see then those credit union folks come together and say, let's do this, right? And then go off, see it, and realize it. That's a really neat experience.
Yeah, that aha moment that we all enjoy so much. Very good stuff. Anything else here, Bruce? I mean, this is something that we could talk about probably for at least 3 or 4 hours, but I know you have a job to do, so I don't want to keep you from it for too long. But any other final words of wisdom here to wrap up?
Only to say to folks, let's keep innovating, right? I mean, it is a never-ending thing. And for some folks, that seems, you know, frustrating. It's a cycle. But I think for most folks, they look at that and they say, what does tomorrow hold? And we want to kind of write the news of tomorrow. So let's keep writing that news.
Indeed. Fun indeed. All right, Bruce, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And keep innovating, sir. Well done.
Great. Thank you.